following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey all, Dwight here with another Refuge Daily. And I was thinking I ought to give an introduction and tell you who I am and who my family is and whatnot. My name is Dwight Carr. Been married 45 years this Saturday to Susan, my wife, and we have three grown children. And I am a retired carpenter. No, I will not do your room addition for you. I'm a son of a Marine, and Susan is a missionary kid. She is the daughter of missionaries. Her folks, Americans, they had five of their own kids, and they adopted five Korean kids. Susan was born in Seoul, Korea, and her mother and father brought her home when she was a month old. They were missionaries in the Northeast Washington, Idaho Panhandle area, where her father planted churches in little mining towns. I should say that her mother and father planted churches in little mining towns. And so she spent most of her Sundays driving hundreds of miles from Spokane to whatever little mining town that they would go to and find people that were biblically minded and didn't have a church fellowship. Her father would start Bible studies, turn them into churches, and then turn those over to the locals. So when we first got married, a few years after we got married, I really had a desire to be a missionary. And Susan was like, no, we're not doing that. I've already done that, and we're not doing that anymore. She goes, let me explain to you the way it is, Dwight. When somebody butchers a chicken, God never gets the breasts or the legs or the thighs. God gets the gizzards and the necks. And if somebody butchers a cow, God never gets the steaks. God always gets the liver. So, you know, you live on other people's leftovers. They grew most of their own food when I met her. She sewed most of her own clothes. If you can't afford clothes, you learn to sew and make your own clothes, right? Which is a good thing. She learned how to sew. A little background story to that is their sending church, which was the First Baptist Church in Hemet. There was a group of ladies there that used to make quilts, so they would send them up to Susan's mother, and her mother would hand them out. I got a couple of those quilts. When we first got married, we had a few of those quilts and we used them to death. We wore them out camping at the beach, wherever. And interestingly enough, now Susan's retired. She retired January 6th, 2020, and January 7th, 2020, she got up and started making quilts, and she literally has not stopped. I think last year she made 50 quilts and another 500 masks that just like her mother used to give them away, she gives them away, right? I don't get involved in that. And so don't ask me for a quilt, because I got nothing to do with that. That's her deal. But another thing that really influenced me was in the early 80s, me and a group of my friends used to go down to Mexico to a school for deaf children called Rancho Cerdo Mudo. It was in the Valle de Guadalupe, which is kind of between Ensenada and Tecate. And we would do building projects, and we did build our own addition. we did little building projects, schools, you know, whatever they needed done. And I was talking with the founder and director, Ed Sr., and he related a story to me that one year that after Thanksgiving, so that Friday after Thanksgiving, a bobtail truck pulled up into their facility, into their ranch, and from one of their sending churches, or supporting churches, and with a truckload of turkey carcasses. Not turkeys, turkey carcasses. Turkey carcasses. With used toothbrushes and half-used rolls of toothpaste for the poor deaf kids in Mexico. And I had nothing to do with it, right? It wasn't a church that I was going to or affiliated with. I had nothing to do with it, but I still felt a sense of shame That is the best your church can do, God. The best your church can do is turkey carcasses and used toothbrushes. And so I began to pray, you know, Lord, if you're not going to have us be missionaries, what would you have us do? And that's when I read this here in 3 John, where John is writing to Gaius. He says this, Beloved, you do faithfully whatever you do for the brethren and for strangers who have borne witness of your love before the church. If you send them forward on their journey in a manner worthy of God, you will do well, because it went forth for his name's sake, taking nothing from the Gentiles. We therefore ought to receive such so that we may become fellow workers for the truth. And so from that time forward, you know, Susan and I have supported missions. We want to send them forward in a manner worthy of God. We as a church, Refuge, we want to send forth our missionaries in a manner worthy of God, because they went out for his namesake, right? And so we ought to become co-workers with them. We should send them out in a worthy manner. We should receive them back in a worthy manner. We should seek to bless our missionaries, right? A lot of times people that are in ministry here, say you're working in the children's ministry, you folks working in the children's ministry or in the food distribution or with lunch and prayer or ministry to the needy. A lot of times you feel like you're all alone, right? No one knows, no one sees what you're doing for the Lord. And you're not in it for the recognition, but you also get a sense of loneliness. Well, magnify that. See, because you're here working in a ministry with other believers, right? You have a church of family of believers. Now, oftentimes missionaries in other countries, they don't have that. They have themselves. The husband and wife have each other and they have their children. And so there's a great sense of loneliness. So as a church, we want to reach out to our missionaries. Maybe there's a country that you've always loved, a group of people that you've always loved and been interested in, wanted to go visit. Well, find our missionaries that are in that area and reach out to them. Reach out to them. You can't really travel right now through this COVID situation. It's a little difficult to travel, but you know, you could travel through their eyes. You can experience the country through their eyes. You can pray for them when they're doing well, when they're struggling in sickness and in health. Missionaries struggle. They need to know that somebody hears them and somebody knows their situation. So reach out to them. Bless them. Bless them. And they're going out and then they're coming in. Bless them. Let them know that you care about them and that you are interested and concerned with what they're doing. So as a church, this is our motivation. This is our goal, to send forth our missionaries in a manner worthy of God and to receive them back in a manner worthy of God. We want to be co-workers with them. We want to pour into them so that they can pour into the people God's called them to minister to. I want to ask you to be a blessing this week, all right? Reach out to them. Also, did I mention that this Saturday is my wife and I's anniversary? We've been married 45 years this Saturday. So, Susan, I am crazy about you, girl. Happy anniversary. I love you so much. So reach out to our missionaries. Be a blessing. And God bless all y'all. Be well and be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day.